أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, I congratulate you all on this wonderful day, the day of Al-Quds, the International Day of Quds, which was established by the late Imam Khomeini. It was established by him, and the flag is now being carried by the current leader of the Islamic Republic, where the call is being given out to all people of the world, not only Shia, not only Sunni, but even non-Muslims are even being called to address this very important issue. We are telling the world that oppression is wrong, no matter who does it. And we, as Muslims, as people who are committed to God, want to make sure that we're doing our responsibility here. I have a couple of things to say to everyone. One of the first things is I'd like to say to the non-Muslims who may be either passing by or witnessing or may have graced us with their presence and are here. And what we want to say to them is that we, and I acknowledge, of course, all of the personalities who are here, the ulama who are here, the elders in the community who have come out, I acknowledge all of these individuals. What we want to say to people who are non-Muslims and outside of the circle of Islam is this, that we are against oppression against anyone, whether that be oppression against people in Pakistan and the drone strikes, or Afghanistan, or oppression in Bahrain, or oppression here locally. We're against all of those forms of oppression, and we, today though, is the day of Palestine, where we remember that oppression which has been going on for so long. So today is the day of Palestine, but it doesn't make us negligent of the oppression that's going around the world. The other thing that we would say to those people, and as a reminder to ourselves, is that our numbers aren't important. It's been mentioned that our numbers are modest. And I say to you, brothers and sisters, Allah has given all of you tawfiq to come out and to support the cause and be here and be present in the middle of the day, when the time when people are fasting, to come out and to stand for a few moments and do our obligation. What happens is that God does not like it if we witness oppression and we don't say anything about it. All of us, whether you're Muslims or Jews or Christians or whoever, if we see that oppression is happening, we have a responsibility to stand up, to say something, and to oppose it. We also have a solution. What is the solution for the Palestinian situation? Our solution is a very simple one. We ask those occupiers, the Zionist regime, we ask them, are Palestinians people? Are Palestinians humans? If they are humans, do they have the right to vote? If they have the right to vote, then we invite, and our solution is this, that all of the original inhabitants of Palestine, whether they be Muslim or Christian or Jewish, the original inhabitants, those children of those people who are now in camps all over the world, those people, whoever they are, they're humans, they come back to Palestine and they vote. And however they want to run that country, then that's acceptable to us. So, I also very much enjoyed the speech of our dear Sheikh. He came representing our Sunni community that is here. And I am very happy to see that he would come out and share a few words, share some of the guidance that he gets from Quran and Sunnah with us. And I say to our Sunni brothers who are participating with us, who believe in the same cause, that there is a message for all of us also on this day, for our Sunni brothers and our Shia brothers and sisters. The message that I would say for the Sunni and Shia brothers and sisters who believe in this cause is that we have to be very much aware that the enemies of Islam want to sow dissension amongst us. They want to see us fighting with one another, bickering over whether we hold our hands folded in prayer or we hold our hands down at the side while the enemies of Islam plunder our lands. We need to, all of us, focus on those major issues. Yes, All of us have a particular branch of Islamic jurisprudence that we follow. We are not condemning anybody for following it, nor apologizing for following our own. But let's not forget the greater picture. We have enemies of Islam who want to divide the ummah, and we have a responsibility not to let that happen. Another point that maybe is a little bit lighter in nature. Inshallah, inshallah. One of the brothers had a nice point that he would like to add. And he says that instead of us only clapping, and of course clapping, that's okay, we're doing it to encourage the speaker. He said that maybe we can say Allahu Akbar. Amongst ourselves, we also usually say salawat on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Rajab, rajab. So, anyhow, back to the thing. On a lighter note, there may be some who don't attend because they're intimidated. Huh? It may be the case that some people don't attend because they're intimidated and think, no, I shouldn't come out to such a rally. No, we tell them, brothers and sisters, no, it's a free country. You pay taxes here. You have every right to come out. And we will not be intimidated. When it comes to our right to assemble and to express our views and to say that we're unhappy with oppression, no, that's never going to be the case that we will be intimidated. We have a beautiful statement from Ali ibn Abi Talib, who is recognized by both Shia and Sunni and even non-Muslims as being a symbol of justice. He says that when you enjoin what is right and you forbid what is wrong, it doesn't make your lifespan decrease, it doesn't make your rizq and your provision get cut. So it's easy, we come out, we say, and we participate. The last two statements that I'd like to make, the first to the Imam of the time. Because we do believe in justice, and justice in this world. And we believe that it's going to be established, as it's mentioned in Shia and Sunni traditions, that a man will come from the progeny of the Holy Prophet, and he will establish justice on the face of the earth. That man is the person we know as the Mahdi. And we believe that he is watching and aware right now. And we say to him that you see that we are here in our small numbers, in a foreign land, we're doing our responsibility to you, and we hope that you count us as being among your supporters. And the last statement is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you accept from all of us the little that we could give. We recognize that oppression is happening to our brothers in Palestine. We can't do more than this. We ask you to accept this and to bless all of those who have participated. I end with a dua and I ask you to recite it with me. Allahumma kun li waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala aba'ih في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه عرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا صلوا على محمد وآل محمد